Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Arsenal v Wolves halftime match day show. Oh boy. Super Kev and I are back. Super Kev, I'm going to start here because we've been going back in our WhatsApp group about the concussion protocol. David Luiz can't header a ball, Casey. He shouldn't be on the pitch. It's not a matter of who saw him and who took care of him and everything that goes with what concussion protocol should be. But clearly, he's not the same. It's kind of shameful, really, on our coaching staff to allow him to still be on the pitch.
Why is it when he wants to play?
Say that again.
Why is it shameful when he wants to play?
He can't. Well, he shouldn't be. He shouldn't be making the decision, Casey. Come on.
Well, I've been there. I know what it is. I'm not. If you couldn't continue, he wouldn't be on the pitch.
So, no, but it's not up to him, is it?
Well, he's got a say in it. Of course he has.
No, he shouldn't have a say in it. No, in the NFL, players don't have a say in it. They go into the tent if the doctors see.
If they pass a concussion protocol, they can continue.
Based on medical, what you're saying right now is that if he's okay, he can continue. It's not up to him. It should never be up to him.
No, I said to you, he's passed the concussion protocol. You said, but it shouldn't be up to him. And I said, but he wants to play. So the concussion protocol is put in place for the good of the player. If the player says, I don't feel good, then they're going to take the decision to not play him. But he obviously reckons he can continue. That's the point.
Anyone watching that and anyone seeing the clash and the sound and then seeing him actually having blood come through his bandage and stuff like that's very different from the Terry Butcher World Cup days. I mean, this is just completely different. And I don't want to get stuck on that. I think the Arsenal coaching staff should have made a wiser, better decision. I don't think that he should be playing. But let's talk about the reality of where we're losing this game. Thomas Partey needs to come back, like, ASAP. If we felt like we've been missing this player for 10 years, he's been gone for two games and we're completely lost. Not that we were super great with him in most of the games, Casey, but he does make a difference to the midfield. Feels like we're being run over in midfield and that's where the play is being spread and then it goes out to the Wolves players on the flanks and before you know it, we've lost complete control in the final third of the pitch.
Sophie, I said to you before the game, you asked me about systems and all this and I told you it's not about system. It's about when you have the ball and when you don't have the ball. If we are not going to run and fight and scrap when we don't have the ball, I said to you before, we're going to be in big trouble. And Wolves, it could have been more, if we're honest. It could have been more. So I'm telling you now, we don't have the energy in the midfield. We're too slow in the midfield. We need some energy. We need people to get tight. We need people who can run. There's a massive difference with people who just play the position and people who run.
I felt like Willian got the assist for the Gabriel header. Beautiful header, great pass, completely quintessential timing as well in terms of when Wolves took the lead. But our defending on both of the Wolves goals, Casey, really just dodgy. Tierney getting ripped on his side, and we all love Tierney. But he's made a few mistakes in the last couple of games and he's not immune to criticism. And I'm not going to blame this just on Tierney because the problem was we lost control in that middle part of the pitch. But talk us through the first goal and the second goal in terms of where you thought that we missed the beat completely.
Well, I think you're being very harsh on Tierney, to be honest with you. Adama Traore could do that to anybody. But I think the key is when the ball comes into your box like that, what are the other players doing to combat?
But he got completely turned on his side, didn't he, for the first
one? I'm not saying he can't. What I'm saying is that wasn't directly to the goal. What happened when was the cross came in, Wolves had won a free header, etc. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's a lot of free. All of Wolves' goals, both of Wolves' goals, there were players who were free. Neto for the first and Podence for the second. Who's marking these guys? One. And where's the reaction?
But that's the problem. You have a player who maybe have a concussion that's playing and shouldn't, number one.
But that's speculation. You're speculating, but he's not the only one. That's
I think
point.
Most people think that he looks like he has a concussion, Casey.
No, well, I'm not speaking to those people. But what I'm saying is, you're talking about one player. There are other players there. That's my point. It's not only David Luiz. There are other players there who need to be able to defend, latch onto a striker or latch onto an attacker. And they're not. They're standing around looking at each other and they just go and do the business. That's what it is. Everyone's looks like to me that they're passing the buck.
Do you think that Aimsy's right here? Because it felt like Leno probably could have done a better job on the second save for, was it the first save? The push out and then the
first
second
one.
Save. First one.
Was it the first one? First one.
Yeah.
I think it took a deflection. It might have taken a deflection because if you notice, Leno's going one way and he saves it the opposite way. So it might. I need to see that again. It might have taken a deflection, Sophie.
It looked like Leno kind of did a poor job, maybe pushing it in a less vulnerable position. But look, KC, we scored from open play, which is a plus.
It's a comedy of errors, Sophie. That's what I will say. It is a comedy of errors. And again, if we don't step up when we haven't got the ball, Wolves are going to score again.
And they definitely will. And they look like they're a threat every single time they go forward. And I think the problem for us, Casey, is that we don't look like we're a threat going forward at all. And people are getting what they wanted. They've got Aubameyang down the middle. You know, they've got maybe Willian's playing. But I don't think you can blame Willian today. I don't think he's playing poorly. I think he's done all right. It's the midfield. In the midfield, we've got zero control, zero penetration, zero ball retention. And what you were saying beforehand, and one of the things you've always been critical of Arsenal of late, is how good are we off the ball? Some of the best teams that we see today, it's what players like Firmino do off the ball. This is why Arsenal fans, let me tell you something, and KC, tell me if you think I'm wrong. This is why you don't appreciate Lacazette, okay? Because he may not score the goals you want, but what he does off the ball is so important to this team. What changes are you making at halftime, KC?
Well, I'm not sure what changes we can make right now. Because, listen, I just think the boys need to step it up. Look, here's what we do know, Sophie. Xhaka and Ceballos ain't outrunning anybody in the middle of the pitch. But what we've got to get Saka and Willian higher up the pitch in order to help and create some things for Aubameyang. That's essential. We need to do that. Because if we leave Aubameyang isolated up top, we're fighting a losing battle. We're not gonna come back into the game. But if we can get a bit further up the wide players a bit further up the pitch and get them good ball, then we could create.
I mean, I've been screaming for this guy to get a chance. He's just like in these games that, you know, it's okay playing farmers and donkeys in, I say that with respect, in the Europa League. I'm sorry, that's a bit harsh. I take that back. donkeys in the Europa League. No, wait, substitute donkeys for farmers, KC. But Willock, you can't, you keep asking for these young players. I've been arguing with my cousin George about it on WhatsApp the whole half too, because I want to support these young players. But he just hasn't pulled it together. He's given nothing today. Is that harsh?
No, it's not harsh. It is the reality, Sophie. Everybody thinks, oh, you know, put the kids in. They are not good enough yet. That's just the bottom line. They are not good enough yet. That's just the truth. Willock is learning his trade. He's learning his trade, okay? Now, giving him a spot in the Europa League is one thing. But being an influence in the Premier League, the top league, is a lot different. It is a lot different.
It's definitely a lot different. It looks like Rob Holding is coming on for David Luiz, which I think everyone is going to be happy about. I don't see any other changes. If you guys do, just hit us up. This is our first halftime show. We're loving it. We're enjoying it. We may not be enjoying the result right now, but hopefully, KC, your prediction was what at the beginning of the show?
I said 2-1, and it's begun the other way.
Okay, so I said 3-2. So right now we should be praying for my prediction to come right, right?
Oh, I'm praying all right.
Okay, so what other changes would you make? Holding for Luiz seems sensible. What about the midfield? You bring out on Elneny for a little bit more protection and ball retention? Because Ceballos, to me, seems like he would play better with someone like an Elneny.
Well, here's what you can do. You can take Willock off. You could put Ceballos in the 10 position, just ahead of the, and put Elneny beside Xhaka. So you've got Ceballos who's there, who's looking to feed Aubameyang.
Okay. All right. So let's see what happens in the second half, KC. What do you predict if you're now looking at it from this point of view? Before the game, we always like to talk about what we think is going to happen. But how do you see this rolling out? There's only one result here, and that's a win. If we don't win, the sky's going to fall. And as you well know, the Wolves will come out for Arteta.
Yeah, but look, the Wolves will come. The Wolves are out anyway, Sophie. I'm not all that Wolves that is, don't worry me, because they're already out, right?
Okay.
But the key for me is this team have to step up now. And adjust. Let's see if they can.
All right, guys. We'll be back at the end of the game. Stay tuned. Let's hope for an Arsenal comeback here in the second half. Let's make this 3-2 and make my prediction correct.
Lovely. Come on, you got us. Let's go.